And you know who else is here?
I have an idea.
First of all, one of the producers of the show, she came in and then she left.
Yeah, but to be fair, she had a honeymoon booked, didn't she?
Yeah, she came in, she did half an hour and then left.
Yeah.
For about 5 weeks, then came back. It's producer Sam, the lovely
Yay.
Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
And Sam is now an executive producer at BBC Six Music.
That is true.
How did that happen?
I know.
Do they not know what you're like?
Apparently not, no.
And how is it over there?
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah.
They really are lovely. I miss you all, but do love there.
When you came in, when you went to Six Music, is it kind of like being a pupil from a rival school? Is it like, now how can I phrase this?
A little, yes.
Yeah, is it a bit like you going to Grange Hill from Hogwarts? Is it a bit like that? Like, do they see you as, you know, or is it the other way around?
Do you know what? It's really hard to kind of remember because I've been off for 6 months.
What, from where? From here?
From Six.
From Six? Mm. Why?
Because I had a baby.
Oh!
And it's really hard to remember before.
Oh, really? Mm. So you've completely blanked out working
everything
with us.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Being back.
People without children.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that all your life is now?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Dave and I are so short. It'd be like a couple of
exactly
kids hanging around.
Yeah.
And Sam's not on her own because also back by... Back.
Just demand?
Back. Just back. Okay. Is everybody's favourite moron. Mr. Matt Lego Hair Fincher.
Hey.
Hi. This is weird.
Hi, Matt.
Go on.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
How are you?
I've missed you, actually. This is very odd.
Now, is this true that, and you, God love you, you don't help yourself?
No.
You found out from Adam that the cameras were going to be on, and you darted into the bathroom to do your hair?
Yes, that is true. I can't lie. It looks the right state today, because I washed it. But
what were you going to say, Sam?
It doesn't look like you've done it, really.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
She means that in a nice way.
Yeah.
Good to see you're still supporting me.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, it all starts now.
Now, I'll support you.
I don't know if you know this, Sam, but by taking a look at Matt, Matt has been working with Nick Grimshaw for a while.
Actually, yeah.
And slowly morphing into him. You know, like Anita Dobson and Brian May look
they
like the same
hair.
Person.
They sit together, they look like a hedge from behind.
He never had stubble either when he worked on this show.
Do you know what? It's all getting cut today.
Your hair?
20 past five.
Why is Nick getting his cut at five?
Yeah, we do it together. We do it in tandem.
I like that. Will you be sat slightly behind him, like in other Pat pictures of Nick that we see? You're always kind of tagging along behind, going... Nick.
Do you know what? I take a photo in of his hair and get them to cut it in that style.
I wouldn't surprise me.
I know.
And are you enjoying working with Nick?
Yeah, it's good.
And will you be going with Nick to do the new show in the morning?
Yes, I will be.
Wow.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
No legacy.
Like, seriously, how does that feel? That must be, for you, it's a great thing. It's a double-edged sword because you're going with Nick to breakfast, but, you know it's going to fail.
Mm.
So how...
We give it 6 months.
Hang on, what are you saying oi for?
I mean, negative.
Okay, fine, I'll do it the other way around. What's it like going in to produce a breakfast show knowing that you'll do a much better job than the previous producer?
Yeah. Well, No, I can't say that because Ali taught me a lot of what I know, so I owe him.
Oh, really? Good luck, Nick.
Yeah, not all. Of it though.
Not all, but a lot, definitely. No, I owe you all.
And what plans have you got for the new show?
I'm going to leave it as a bit of a surprise.
Now, is that a surprise to you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know, is the honest answer. No, there's going to be lots of bits and pieces, but mostly Nick wanging on about stuff, I think.
Wow, wanging on. They're going to be the new phrase of the morning.
That's
yeah.
Wanging, by the way.
And will you, do you want us to leave anything?
Yes.
What would you like?
Your endorsement.
Okay, well, I was talking more kind of jingles or
jingles
music.
Yeah, whatever you want, really.
Now, would you like us to leave Nick certain things like...
Come to Daddy.
Would you like us to leave those, and all those embarrassing things that you did on our show?
Do you know what
Body Farm! Body Farm for you! Nick would love that.
I think we can delete all of those. I thought most of those were deleted when I
come to daddy. Come to daddy. Come to daddy.
Come to daddy.
It's horrid, isn't it?
That was in Carlisle, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
That was with Sarah and producer Laura from Greg's show.
Never stop looking. Never stop looking.
There you go. And so, Sam, are you not back at work?
No.
When do you go back?
When I run out of money.
When you run out of money, sure. God, love those laws.
She's only 6 months old. Uh-huh. Need to get on the food first.
Yeah.
Wow. Get her working.
Get her working down the morning.
Is she talking, walking, smoking yet?
No, what? Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. She's flipped over. That's quite a big thing.
Wow. Mm. She's flipped over. Okay, wow. And you're dealing with Nick Grimshaw. You've got a new 6 months.
Yeah, very similar.
He's flipped over as well.
what have you been doing at Six Music? What do you do?
I'm the exec of The Breakfast Show, Sean Keaveney.
Oh, how is Sean?
He's lovely.
Yeah, I'm going to be tuning into that show, I think, when I leave.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
Stephen Mack.
Oh, God love him.
Oh, Steve.
I believe we can speak to Steve.
Oh, yeah, what time is it, yeah.
It's accurate, yeah.
I was having some beer and dry roasted peanuts for my breakfast.
And then from about 9 till 5 in the morning, all the way through, overnights I look after as well.
You look after from 9 at night till 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they hate you. Wow, what a gig.
Oh, it's not.
You don't need to be there, though, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can't look after all of it, no.
Well, that's what Sam does and was doing before.
And will be doing again.
Yes.
Will you go back to it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And any gigs going, any slots available?
Always for you, Christopher.
I love that. Yeah. And do you work with Brian Cox?
He's on the phone mainly, but yeah, he's on Sean's show every Wednesday now.
But because you love him.
I do.
I
have moved on, though.
Oh, really?
My new crush is Ryan Gosling.
Right. Ryan Gosling is who?
He's that amazing Hollywood superstar.
Right, so very, very similar to Brian.
Not really.
Brian, how do you feel about being dumped for some Hollywood actor guy?
Well, I probably wouldn't think of it in that way. I would think that we were sort of gravitationally within the same field. And it's wonderful to remember the wonderful harmonic way that I would speak on the phone from a great, great distance, not billions and billions of light years, but just from our house. And
oh, love. Oh, this is lovely. I'm enjoying this.
It's nice catching up on what people are doing.
Now, Sam has to go because she nipped out of the house while the baby was still asleep, and so she's going to get back.
She's flipped over.
Yeah.
Got to get back to feed her. Yes.
All right, well, Sam, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Lovely to be here.
Nice to see you.
Oh, God, love you. I mean, obviously, you haven't been listening. You're loyal to Sean now, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Apparently, Sam, she listens to us, and then when we play a song, she tunes into Sean. So she gets to hear about 7 minutes of Sean every day.
Yeah.
For 6 months, I've literally just been going, baby, are you okay? Are you okay? That's it.
That's how I feel.
Is that how you deal with Sean? Or is that right?
And Matt.
Hello.
So you start in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Have you had a practice run of getting up in the morning? And do you know what Nick's like at getting up in the morning?
I produced Scott a couple of weeks ago, so it's kind of like a dry run for a week.
Well, you'll be fine. You've done it.
Yeah.
So you'll be all right.
Yeah, but I didn't do the early-earlies on this show. I usually got in around 7, so like 5 o'clock, there's quite a big difference. Mm.
And is Nick planning on coming in for about the same time, 7?
Well, God willing, yes.
8 o'clock?
Hopefully.
What's he like at getting up in the morning?
He's not the best, I won't lie.
Oh, he'll be perfect then.
Yeah.
he'll carry on a rich dynasty of not being able to get up very well in the morning.
Just stay up all night and maybe go to sleep at 11 a.m. after
don't
the show.
Don't encourage him with that.
We should encourage him with that idea.
Oh, no.
Just, don't forget, just do the old rule of getting to record a few generic good mornings.
Free record. Obviously, if bosses are listening,
hide them in the system. Webcam's off. Who's going to know?
Exactly.
Matt will be on the phone from one afternoon going, Nick, it's Thursday. You still haven't been in live. You got all the pre-recorded bits. No, I know, but you've really got to come in. Like Wolfman Jack in American Graffiti. It's just some guy sitting there playing tapes of Nick. Morning! Here's another one. Well, good luck, Matt.
Thank you.
You'll be fine. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. I won't lie. I'm really nervous.
Why?
Because it's big shoes to fill. And,
but where there's a gap though between us finishing and Nick's on. Who's
Scott.
Doing the gap?
Scott.
Oh, is it Scott Mills? Mm. Oh, well, there you go. You'll be fine. Mm. You know, coming in, it'd be lovely. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
Have you changed the time yet? Is it 8 till 10?
Do you know, I pushed for 7 o'clock, but sadly not. No, 6:30.
You've got
still.
A great team around you as well. I've seen who's working on the show, and it's going to be a good team.
You know Fiona, who used to work on this show.
She'll she's scabbing off as well.
She's
too,
scabbing.
Show.
Yeah, she's joining the scabs.
There's no loyalty in this world anymore, is there?
And Ian as well, who I don't. You will know. You probably.
I know Ian. He's, Ian's worked on this show.
Yeah, he has.
Some Greg. Yeah.
Mm. See that? Look at that. Mm. I didn't even need prompting.
No, no, that's good.
And who's Dan?
Sleepy Dan. Dopey Dan.
He was a guy that you said you didn't know who he was, and he worked on our show before.
Yeah. No, I know who he is now. I didn't know his name or anything about him. I vaguely recognise his face. You know, but that's all right. Mm. Well, good luck, Matt.
Thank you.
And good luck. Good luck to Samantha. Oh, you're welcome. Good luck to Samantha with your lovely new family.
Oh, thank you.
And good luck if you eventually do go back to work.
I will.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm
sure. Sure, yeah. When the money runs out, as you said, it'll be a lovely moment. Oh, it's nice getting the family back together. Hallie, when you look at them, do you feel a bit proud looking at... Are they like kids who have gone off to uni and got jobs as doctors and whatnot?
It's like friends like, and family at the same time. And Rachel's coming in next week as well, so that's everyone I've worked with.
She doesn't have to. It's fine.
You and Rachel, Sam, must be sort of coffee morning mums, aren't you? Because you're neighbours with new babies.
Yeah, we had tea and cake yesterday together. Wow.
While the kids were in the pub.
Yeah.
And when I see Sam, I think about the 52-hour marathon that we did.
Was she there?
That was the big project that Sam worked on, and we've got those highlights of those coming up soon as well.
Oh, I love that.
I remember very little of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
I was.
Yeah, you were there.
You thought this room was full
I know, up. You had to steer me to the studio at one point because I was going in the wrong direction in every way.
You were leaving the room.
Hey, Sam, do you want us to put this on CD before you go?
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Oh, my God.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Oh, my God.
You know, the great story about this was the reason we got Sam to sing this is because when Sam does karaoke, this is her song.
Yeah, this is the good one.
And she not only does she not know how to sing it, she doesn't know the timing of it or anything.
No.
It's beautiful. But Sam doesn't care.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Can we stop? Can we start again? What?
But you make Tina sound like a great
bit
singer.
Terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Okay,
got to
I'm going
to
be.
And that had not been played. I thought this had gone so well.
I've got to be honest with you, Sam. One or two pitching issues. I thought you had the likability factor. I'm going to put you through.
Oh, yeah.
Every now and then I fall apart. Whenever, and if you only, I'm reading your tune. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's astonishing.
Like career highlight there, yeah.
Six Music can't wait to have you back, by the way.
Can I request two very quick highlights? Very, very quick, because we're late for news. But top left is my favourite of Sam.
In time I found myself in happiness.
And then top right, when we tried to wake Dave up and we were on the...
When we did the show from Carlisle. Was it Carlisle?
Yes, it was Carlisle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave slept in, so we let him sleep in for half an hour. Then we sent Sam to go and wake him up. And...
Dave? Are you awake? It's about 10 to 7. Yeah.
Live on air,
Dave. Please don't swear.
Open the door.
I'm not going to open the door, but it'd be great if you could open the door.
Ask if you can come in.
Dave's saying hang on.
Okay.
Oh.
There might be a camera here as well, Dave.
There
is a camera. This is probably the worst thing I've ever done.
No, it wasn't. That was this.
Every now and then I fall apart.
There might be a camera here. It's my favourite of all your lines ever.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Sam. Good luck, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks for being part of our show and working hard.
Thanks for having us.
And good luck. And we'll see in a few years when we're busking outside Great Portland Street Tube Station. Matt Fincham and Samantha Moy, our lovely producer, ladies and gentlemen.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered, and under the radar.